Christian marriage is covenant, and covenant is public. That may sound simple, but it is very important for wedding officiants today. Many people think of marriage mainly as a private relationship. They may say, "Our love is what matters," or, "This is our story," or, "We don't need anyone else to understand." In one sense, marriage is deeply personal. The bride and groom are making promises to one another. Their love, history, hopes, wounds, and dreams matter. But Christian marriage is never merely private. Marriage is public covenant life before God. This is why weddings include witnesses. The witnesses are not just an audience. They are not just guests. They are not merely people who came to enjoy the food, music, clothing, flowers, and celebration. Witnesses recognize that something real is happening. A bride and groom are entering a new covenant status. Their families, church, friends, and community are being asked to acknowledge and support that covenant. In Scripture, covenant promises often have witnesses. The people hear, the community remembers, God sees. Words are spoken publicly because promises shape life publicly. This matters in a wedding ceremony. When the officiant asks, "Do you take this woman to be your wife and do you take this man to be your husband?" those questions are not filler. They are public covenant questions the bride and groom answer before God and witnesses. Their "I do" or "I will" is not private sentiment. It is public promise. That public promise brings accountability. It also brings support. The community is not meant to control the marriage, but the community is meant to honor it, protect it, encourage it, and pray for it. A wedding should not isolate the couple inside romance. A wedding should place the couple inside covenant community. Christian philosophy helps us avoid reductionism here. If we reduce marriage to emotion, we lose public witness. If we reduce marriage to law, we lose sacred covenant. If we reduce marriage to beauty, we lose faithfulness. If we reduce marriage to family tradition, we may lose the personal promise of the bride and groom. If we reduce marriage to private spirituality, we may ignore the social, legal, ethical, and communal dimensions. Marriage is many-sided, but it is ordered under God. Here is a common ministry situation. A couple says, "We want a wedding, but we don't really want anyone involved. No public vows, no family blessing, no church connection, no accountability, just us." There may be good reasons for privacy in certain situations, especially where family systems are painful, unsafe, or chaotic. The officiant should listen carefully. But the officiant should also teach that Christian marriage is not secret self-definition. It is public covenant. A wise response could be, "I understand why you may want a simple ceremony. We can keep it simple. But Christian marriage includes public promises. Even with a small group of witnesses, your vows should be clear, spoken, and honored before God." Ministry Sciences trains the officiant to observe patterns. Is privacy being requested because of wisdom and safety, or because the couple wants to avoid accountability? Is family involvement healthy or manipulative? Is the church able to support the couple well? Are the vows being treated as sacred promises or private performance? The officiant observes, discerns, and responds with pastoral steadiness. For the chaplain, public witness may be small. Two witnesses in a hospital room, a military chapel, or a correctional setting. For the church staff minister, public witness may include congregational expectations. For the ordained wedding officiant, it may include helping couples think about marriage mentoring and follow-up. For the romance officiant or life coach minister, it may mean helping the couple build rhythms of prayer, communication, forgiveness, and community support after the ceremony. Promise needs faithfulness. Faithfulness needs witness. Witness needs truth. A Christian wedding officiant helps the bride and groom make promises that are not swallowed by the moment, but carried into a lifetime. That is the beauty of covenant. That is the weight of public vows And that is the calling of the Christian wedding, officiant